One variable I didn't hear you talk about, and that's the train, particularly at Holloman and George Bush. Of course, we all have this vision of someday being able to mitigate the train issue at George Bush and Welburn, just as we've already done by the Bell Tower and over there by farther down the closer up the road at Pickard Way. Mm-hmm. But do we have any influence or control? Because that train, as you well know, it can be slowed up by what's ahead of it, what's behind it, what its consist happens to be made up of. If it's coming down and headed to Houston with a load of cars, it's going lickety split. If it's hauling a load of coal, it's going to creep along. Yeah. And a consist of the number of cars, all right, on the train, all right, oftentimes 100 or more.
Yep.
And if it comes through, such as at the end of the Alabama game, all right,
yeah,
your plan comes to a screeching halt.
Well, some of the plan comes to a screeching halt.
A good portion of it, right. Yeah.
I think the... So we've talked with the folks at A&M who have that agreement with the railroad. They've they've reiterated the agreement and said that when, every once in a while that's going to happen. There is going to be a train that's either late or a game that lets out early or a game that lets out late, and we're sort of at the mercy of the railroad. I think.